In churches throughout Sri Lanka today, Christians prayed for peace on the island as the 25-year civil war between the government and Tamil Tiger rebels enters its final stages. The Sri Lankan military has said it will move to liberate thousands of civilians in Tamil Tiger rebel areas. The announcement came after the expiry of a 48-hour government truce for civilians to leave the combat zone. International concern has grown over the safety of the civilians trapped behind the lines during recent heavy fighting. Today, the government also warned it will expel diplomats, aid agencies and journalists it deems biased in favour of the separatist rebels. All of this as the country prepares to mark the 61st anniversary of its independence, Kelsey Brennan-Wessel reports.
The Sri Lankan independence movement was a peaceful political movement aimed at achieving independence for the Indian Ocean nation from British imperial rule. It was ultimately successful, and Sri Lanka was granted independence on February 4, 1948. But as Archbishop Oswald Gomez of Colombo writes in his message for this year, the anniversary is being celebrated at a decisive moment in the nation's history. He is referring to the government claims of victory over the militancy of the separatist liberation tigers of Tamil Alam in the north. However, the rebels have vowed to fight on and are expected to wage an underground guerrilla campaign, launching hit-and-run attacks against the military and suicide bombings around the country if they are defeated as a conventional force. Archbishop Gomez states frankly in his open message, "Victory in battle is not victory in war." He also warns that while the difficulty remains to identify the innocent citizen from the militant, this should not become an excuse to harass innocent people and deprive them of their fundamental rights. The Sri Lankan church leader says that victory in war has to be achieved through a political solution that is acceptable to the larger majority of the people on both sides of the divide, Sinhalese and Tamil. I'm Kelsey Brennan-Wessels.